Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk today about beef demand. I know that the goal of the beef checkoff is to improve beef demand for producers. How does that happen?
Absolutely. The Beef It's What's for Dinner brand showcases beef's superior taste, nutrition, and quality. A $5 million consumer advertising budget allows the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand to reach more consumers than ever before, particularly online. Online marketing is critical today because consumers are spending the majority of their time using digital resources. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is a contractor to the beef checkoff, directs consumers to the Beef It's What's for Dinner website whenever an individual is searching for information about beef. This ensures consumers are obtaining the most accurate information about beef in their diets. And what I find exciting is since October of 2017, the website has garnered more than 15 million visitors.
Go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner to learn more about your beef checkoff.
Well, today's cattle futures market finished the day really strong and just got stronger throughout the day. With the live cattle closing up $2.25 in October at 105.20, 5 points off of the high. This morning we had some 103 cash trade, and it looks like it got stronger there in the live cattle cash market, all the way up to 105 bid in Nebraska, and that led us here higher. December live cattle 110.62, up $1.87. February is $1.20 higher at 116.20. The feeder cattle market followed right along with the October. Now the front month was up $1.60 at 144.70. November up $1.85 at 143.30. So a really strong live cattle and feeder cattle. Hogs, on the other hand, were slightly lower, down 60 at 69.77. The cash trade seemed to be the leader here, following yesterday's Japanese news. There is some skepticism, though, around that Japanese deal. If they do lower tariffs, it doesn't necessarily mean that we'll export more beef to them, even with the lower tariffs, because they have import amounts that they allow for each country, and they're already maximizing that for the United States. So it needs some other things to change there. Feeder cattle index yesterday was 141.14. Today's index, of course, is where the September will expire.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has four tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call Shirley Farms to buy your wheat seed, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070, or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com.
The grain markets today finished unchanged in corn, put December down a half at $3.72. November beans down about 5 to 6 cents. Chicago wheat up three cents. Kansas City down about 1 to 1.5. Today's cotton futures market did reverse up. It made new lows early in the day and then rallied. So that's a very good technical sign going forward. Hopefully that market will continue to get stronger here, as a lot of this cotton in Southwest Oklahoma anyway is being zeroed out for insurance purposes. So continue to monitor that and what impact that'll have on the global supply of cotton. Likely to be minimal. The USDA currently is predicting about a 7.2 million bale ending stocks, which is double what we've seen over the last couple of years. So a really high ending stocks there, which kind of makes you think that maybe cotton prices will stay depressed. And then the stock market today is down pretty hard, with about 175 lower in the December Dow at 26,719. Mid-morning, we had ideas that the U.S. might limit some investments in China companies, and it also could also delist some Chinese company from U.S. exchanges. And on that news, the stock market started selling off about 200 and something points off of the high earlier in today's trading session. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.